If you have your Bibles, you want to turn with me to the 8th chapter of John. We'll do a lot of reading this morning. But I was up here praying at the first of the week, and this just dropped on the inside of me, this question, who is your Father? And that's what I want to talk to you about, who is your Father? And I'm going to begin reading with verse 12. Of John chapter, for I know from where I came and where I am going, but you cannot tell from where I come or where I go. You judge after the flesh. I judge no one. Then they said to him, where is your Father? Jesus replied, you neither know me nor my Father. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. These words Jesus spoke in the treasury as he taught in the temple, and no man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. Then Jesus said again to them, I go my way, and you will seek me, and you will die in your sins. Where I go, you cannot come. Then the Jews said, will he kill himself? Because he says, where I go, you cannot come. And he said to them, you are from beneath, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. I said therefore to you that you will die in your sins. If you do not believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. And then they said to him, who are ye? Jesus said to them, even the same that I said to you from the beginning. I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he who sent me is true. And I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. They understood not that he spoke to them of the Father. Then Jesus said to them, when you've lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself. But as my Father has taught me, I speak these things. And he who has sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. And as he spoke these words, many believed on him. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. They answered him, we're Abraham's seed. We're never in bondage to any man. How do you say you will be made free? Jesus said to them, verily, verily, I say to you, whoever commits sin is the servant of sin, and the servant abides not in the house forever, but the Son abides forever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, excuse me, you will be free indeed. I know that you're Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and you do that which you have seen with your father. They answered and said to him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said to them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth, which I have heard of God. Abraham did not do this. You do the deeds of your father. And they said to him, we were not born of fornication. We have one father, even God. Jesus said to them, if God were your father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth, and do you not believe me? He who is of God hears God's words. You therefore hear them not, because you're not of God. Then the Jews answered and said to him, do we not say well that you're a Samaritan and have a devil? Jesus answered, I do not have a devil, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. And I seek not my own glory. There is one who seeks and judges. Verily, verily, I say to you, if a man keeps my sayings, he will never see death. Then the Jews said to him, now we know that you have a devil. Abraham is dead, and the prophets. And you say, if a man keeps your saying, he will never taste of death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who is dead, and the prophets who are dead? Who do you make yourself? Jesus answered, I honor myself. If I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It's my Father who honors me, of whom you say that he is your God. Yet you've not known him, but I know him. And if I should say, I do not know him, I will be a liar like you. But I know him and keep his sayings. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. And the Jews said to him, you are not yet 50 years old. Have you seen Abraham? Jesus said to them, verily, verily, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. Then they took up stones to cast at him. Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. I wanted to read all of that just to keep the context of it, that I think it will help you have a better understanding. Jesus is, I'm just going to say it this way, his conversation is with religious leaders. You know, the Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, Pentecostals, and all that. And he just singles out here the Pharisees. These are the ones who prided themselves in knowing the law and being the strictest and all that. But they're having a hard time handling him, and many of them walk away from him. And then those who believed on him, he said to them, now if you'll continue in my word, you'll be my disciples. And you'll know the truth. And the truth will make you free. Well, they reacted to that. We've never been in bondage. Well, they were under Roman rule then. They must have had a slow memory or something, a lapse or whatever. They said, our father's Abraham. Now, I want you to note this. They're identifying with the natural. They're identifying with the flesh. They're tracing their lineage through the flesh, okay? But then Jesus even challenges that. You're not like Abraham. You seek to kill me. Abraham wouldn't do that. And then he goes on to say, I'm going to tell you who your father is. Now, you understand, this is extremely hard saying. This is an indictment against the religious elite. You are of your father, the devil. Tell your denominational leaders that today and see what kind of results it gets. See if they'll crucify you. And ultimately, they had him crucified. Now, there's several things I want us to look at here. Number one, your deeds reveal your father. Jesus said if you were Abraham's children, you would do the deeds of Abraham. You're not acting like Abraham. Children act like the father. You've heard the old adage, and that doesn't fall far from the tree, that type thing. And I know there's exceptions to the rule, but just generally speaking, the father is to be the head of the family, and actually he should be the pattern that the family members follow. Now, in this day and age, this society is so goofed up that many children don't even know who their father is, let alone follow a pattern. You understand? And then even those who do have a father living in the house, they don't have a good example to follow. He's not setting an example, leading them to the Lord, because he is not truly recognizing who his father is. He's deceived. And so many people today are deceived concerning the father. So you have to look at yourself and ask just yourself this question, like Jesus was talking to them, who is your father? They immediately went to the flesh. Where do you go? If somebody says, who is your father? Generally speaking, you're going to immediately go to the flesh, right? This is a problem, because people are more in tune to the flesh than they are the spirit, and they don't realize God as Father. Okay? Now just stay with me on this, all right? I understand we have both natural fathers, but we also have spiritual fathers. And the Father of lights, as James called him. And so we should pattern our lives after the spiritual, not after the natural. Now, you think about it, and you'll see a lot of children that want to be like their father. And so we talk about following in the footsteps of the Father. Where will those footsteps lead you? If you follow your natural Father, will it lead you closer to God, or will it lead you farther away from God? You understand? I thank God for the natural Father that I had, who set a tremendous example. And I guarantee you, he would take you toward God, not away from God. He could light your fire if you got away. So I can appreciate that more today than I could back then, okay? But we should pattern our lives after the Spirit, not just the natural. So fathers should lead their families in the ways of God. And I'm going to tell you, fathers are going to give an account. Oh, you may get by with it here, but you won't get by with it. We'll give an account for how well we fulfilled our role as fathers in the family. Jesus exemplified following God, both in his natural life as well as his spiritual life. Now, here's an interesting thing. You can't know Father God without knowing Jesus, because Jesus reveals Father God. There's absolutely no way to know him other than through him. So one must accept Jesus Christ as his personal Savior in order to know God as Father. And a lot of people are not wanting to do that. They want to follow the fathers of religion. And religion has its fathers, but sadly, and then John Wesley, Methodist, and then Charles Spurgeon, Baptist. These men walked in the light they had. They set good example in the start some denomination. You know, Paul addressed this in 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter. Because they started their denomination back there. Well, they had it with the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the Herodians. But Paul, he rebuked them. You know, you say you're of Paul, you say you're of Apollos, you say you're of Cephas, you say you're of Christ. Is Christ divided? Don't you all have the same Father? Apollos is not your father. I'm not your father. Cephas is not your father. God's your Father. And we've got to get this insight and this understanding on the inside of us that we have a Father, but it's God, or it's supposed to be God. The truth of the matter is, many people today, and I'm talking about good people, church people, their Father is related to the natural, not to the Spirit. And people can talk about great things that Calvin did, or John Knox did, or Spurgeon did, or Wesley did. They did some great things, you understand. But they were men. They were men who was representing God to their generation. God's wanting fathers today to represent him to our generation, but he does not want us to be the icons and the role models that people put up as gods. We should be good role models, but we should never bring attention to ourselves. Paul said it this way, "You follow me as I follow Christ." Now, the understood statement in that is, if I'm not following Christ, then don't follow me. But I should be leading you to Christ. Father should be leading you to Christ. Now, let's go back to the Pharisees. Jesus said, your father is the devil. Now, he's using two things here. A natural father, Abraham. Their spiritual father, the devil. You understand? He understood their lineage came from Abraham. But he understood that they did not have a lineage with God the Father. their spiritual father was the devil. And I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to make a very bold statement. Many religious people today, there are of their father the devil. And they're doing the deeds of their father. Jesus would say the same thing to the denominations today as he said back then to these people. Who is your father? Do you know your father? Well, you can't know the father because you don't accept me. I want you to listen to this. He said, you're not receiving my words. And here's why. You can't receive my words because you're not of God. The children of God follow the words of God. You follow me? You know, I've never paid any attention to somebody else's father telling me what I should do and shouldn't do unless Daddy had given them permission. You follow me? So I'm not following somebody else's father. We're to listen to the voice of our father. But if God is not truly my father, if my allegiance is not to him, I won't pay attention to his words. And this is what's going on today. Many people do not pay attention to the Word of God. They want to minimize it. They want to antiquate it. Well, that's not a current word. Isn't that interesting? It's been current all these years. And now we've got this generation that's raised up that think they know so much, and professing themselves to be wise, they reveal they're fools. And they won't follow the Word of God. They don't hear the Word of God. They're not of God. Listen, people who will not listen to the truth of God's Word are not of God. Is that plain enough? That's what Jesus was saying. If you're of God, you'll listen. You'll pay attention. Now think about, you know, Paul in his missionary efforts, as we would call it. He goes from one city to another city, and he goes into Thessalonica, and as a whole, the city rejects him, and, you know, they want to get rid of him. And then he goes this place and that place and this place and that place, and he's having the same problem, gets stoned at Lystra. When he goes to Berea preaching the same message, it says they were more noble. In other words, they didn't have him shut off. So they searched the Scriptures daily. And this is what we would encourage people to do. It's not that you just take something at face value, but search the Scriptures to see if it's really God doing the talking. But when you start mixing that with your opinion and you fabricate your own belief, well, I believe this and I believe that, that's when you get into error, and that's when you lead people away from God. Now, if they're looking to you as a spiritual father, they're in trouble. Who's your father? You understand, when you hold someone in esteem, when you honor someone to follow the teachings of someone, you'd better check all those teachings out, because people are not infallible. Just because a man has great revelation in this area doesn't mean he has great revelation in all areas. You understand? And I've heard guys that I have tremendous respect for, great, great ministers, preachers, and teachers. But I've also heard those same people say some things that weren't right, that were not in agreement with the Scriptures. They were in agreement with how they were taught early years in denominational teaching. And it's amazing how dogmatic we can be in things that we've heard year after year after year, yet we've never really went into the Bible to search the Scriptures to see if those things that people have told us is true. We get so dogmatic in doctrinal beliefs that we do not know the truth of the Word of God. And we'll fight people to hold on to our doctrinal truth, which didn't come from God. You got it from some other father. My Father God. And so, I've been thinking about this all week, just at the back burner of my mind, if you will. Who is your Father? I've asked myself that question all week long. Who's your Father? Who's your Father? Is it natural? You know, there have been people throughout the years that have had tremendous influence in my life. And I thank God for those people. But I can also look and see if I would follow the pattern of those people, I would not do everything God wanted me to do. You understand? I've had people that I've looked up to try to get me to miss God. And I would just say, I can't do that. To do that, I'd have to violate my conscience, and I'm not willing to do that. And so we're going to have to get established in who our Father is and who we're paying attention to. That's going to be your Father. The one you're giving attention to and the one that you're following the commands of, that in reality is your Father. Do I follow God? Or am I following some pseudo-father, if you will? One that is not leading me toward God, but one that leads me away from God. And I'm going to tell you, religion is saturated with people who lead you from God, away from God, rather than to lead you to God. You'd better know who your Father is. You know, over the years, I've had many people to ask me, well, what's your belief? What's your denomination? Who do you pattern your life? I was on a plane and I'm sitting beside this guy and, knows it, know me, know I can sit there and travel around the world and not say a word. I'll just read and study or whatever. And this guy says, asked me where I was going. I think I was going to India or Africa, one, I don't even remember. And I told him, he said, what do you do over there? I said, well, I'll teach. I said, I'm a minister. He said, well, who's your mentor? I said, I beg your pardon? He said, you know, who's your mentor? Who do you pattern after? I said, well, I hope it'd be Jesus Christ. That ended the conversation. Because he was looking for, you know, Billy Graham or Oral Roberts or some, you know, some big name or whatever. And sadly, that's what happens. People pattern themselves after these people. Like Smith Wigglesworth. Smith Wigglesworth said he was going, he said he felt like God was going to take him because people were putting too much attention on him. And this is what's happening. We won't put our attention on men, not put our attention on the Father God. Thank God for these people who put great things into our lives, but know who your Father is. And if you're not absolutely established in God being your Father, don't be like the religious people. These Pharisees said, God's our Father. Jesus said, no, your Father's the devil. Now, it's easy to identify, are you following the pattern of God or are you following the pattern of the world? If you're following the pattern of God, God's your Father. If you're following the pattern of the world, the devil's your Father. So who's your Father? Check it out. I'm not your judge. I'm not to say who is and who isn't. But I'm telling you to evaluate your own life and look at the direction you're going and see if you're going in that direction because Father God led you that way. Or because people led you that way. Follow God. Amen. Know who your Father is and put your attention on the spiritual Father. Amen. I'm not saying don't respect your earthly father. Of course you respect your earthly father. But if your other earthly father is not going toward God, don't follow him. Go toward God. You understand? Respect Him, but go toward God. There is no higher authority on earth than the Lord Jesus Christ, which is by the Word of God now that He's in heaven, but the Word's still with us. You understand? And I have people to tell me from time to time, you'd be amazed at what I hear in some counseling sessions. That, you know, the father says to do this and he's telling them to blatantly sin. And, you know, the Bible says you're supposed to honor your parents. I say that's absolutely absurd. Would God tell you to sin? Then you say, I respect you as my father, but I will not violate God because that is a higher authority than you. Read the 11th chapter of 1 Corinthians. God, Jesus, the husband, the wife, the children. That's the divine order that God set. Always stay submitted to Father God. Respect those around you, but follow God. Know that He is your Father. Amen. That's the message. I thank you that you bless us indeed. You enlarge our territory. Your hand's with us to keep us from evil so that we do not cause pain. You bless us and keep us. You make your face to shine upon us. You're gracious unto us. You lift up your countenance upon us and you give us peace. So Lord, we invite you to rise up. Let your enemies be scattered and those who hate you flee before you. Amen. Have a great afternoon.